Okay, this is part two of multi-part report. Today's Thursday at the 2nd of April, 2020, at 3:26 a.m. This is part two of what I'm calling "Kill Abortion." Now, so in the previous part one, I just left the murder weapon with a couple of guys. So then that's the end of the dream. So I'm laying in bed, but still not quite awake, but I'm starting to analyze the dream, and I go into a vision. And in the vision, I'm standing out on the street, and it's dark. And I didn't say this about the dream, but in the dream that was kind of dark too. It wasn't well lit. There was darkness, different levels of darkness. And the same here is, kind of like nighttime out on the street, but there was enough light where you could see, like from, I was in a sort of a residential street. There were lights in the houses, and also there were some street lights. So it wasn't totally black, but it was nighttime. It was dark. It was more gray because actually I could see, in the natural world, my night vision has always been pretty damn good. And in the same way here, I think in the dream it was night, but I could actually see pretty good. I could actually see detail, not color, but detail. So it's all gray, but it's anyway. So I'm out in the street on the sidewalk. There's cars parked alongside, and it really reminded me of the street I parked at when I went to visit at his place of employment in Seattle, on or something like that. It had a kind of a flavor of that. But anyway, so I'm out in the street and I'm on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk is the typical width of a sidewalk, but it's also there's like a grass part between the sidewalk and like a rock wall, because the houses are like 4 feet above the sidewalk street level. So there's this rock or brick work that's kind of like acting as a bulkhead to as a wall to keep the retaining wall to keep the dirt in and the lawn and everything. And I'm standing there on the sidewalk, and to my right, the sidewalk extends to my right, to my left, and to my right on the side on the road is parked this like VW bus or a van or something. And then I see this guy walking slowly, and it kind of goes to my right. It goes slightly downhill, so he's walking uphill kind of slowly. And I look at him, and I don't want to mess with this guy. I want nothing to do with him. And I start to turn and walk away. But I think it must have been the Lord that turned me back, because I go, okay, I guess I'm gonna have to deal with him, whoever he is. Because I was, by this time, I'm in a half awake state and I'm exhausted. I mean, I want to go find some rest someplace, and I want to go back to sleep, because this is like, okay, so all right, who is this guy? So I'm going to myself. So I go up, I just wait. See what he's going to do. He's walking slowly. He's about 30 feet away at this point. And so I know he's, by this time, I know he's HR, whoever he is. Well, here's what's interesting. I got a pretty good look at him, and he was about my size, but not as well filled out as I am these days. So he's a little bit more slender. And he looks to be in his mid to late 40s, and he's got the same hairstyle that the guy that played Boromir in The Lord of the Rings. I forget the actor's name, but almost identical hairstyle. So it's kind of like down past his ears and parted in the middle, and that same color, kind of a dishwater blonde brown color. Kind of funny. I could tell the color of his hair in a dream, even though everything else was kind of gray. But I end up grilling and pitting this guy. So he's grilled and pitted, and then it's what happens next after this that is going to require another part. So I'm gonna call this the end of this part, and then I'll hopefully be able to finish this up in part three, and if not, I'll go do a part four. Okay, this one's done.